Welcome back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios, and welcome back to Patriots This Week. Bob Soucy with Scott Zolak and Matt Chatham. And guys, the Patriots have held a firm grip on the AFC East. Of course, seven-time defending champions in the division. The streak of success goes back, of course, to the emergence of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick as the head coach of the Pats. The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
They won the offseason, according to head coach.
They win it every year. Yeah.
They haven't been to the playoffs since 1999. Right. Can they get there in 2016?
I think they may be the most talented group that we talk about outside the Patriots within this division. You look at what they do defensively. They move around. They historically give you trouble every year. I think Buffalo's a tough place to play. Granted, we have them here early in the year. You and I really don't like going up there to call games at that stadium, even though it's a 24-hour in and out, hit them and leave trip.
Good steakhouse in Buffalo.
It's a great steakhouse, but Tyrod Taylor's their guy. They gave him a little bump, little extension here. I think he creates problems for people on third and short. And they have a pretty good layering on the outside as far as perimeter people. They have good backs. I just think it's a pretty darn good football team.
Matt, another of your former teams, the Jets, re-sign Ryan Fitzpatrick at the 11th hour. Yeah. Can he duplicate the kind of success he had last year, at least statistically? And can the Jets get over the hump? Last year, they were in prime position for a playoff spot, and they blew it.
Brandon Marshall had an exceptional year. Still looks like in great shape. Decker had a nice year. Still looks like in great shape. But all these guys just got a year older. So is the presumption that they can replicate? That's tough to do. Maybe they could replicate. Could they take it a step higher? I don't know. That's tough to think unless the Devin Smith from Ohio State somehow has like a bigger year and bigger role. But where's the new sort of bump in offense? They let Chris Ivory go to Jacksonville. And that running game was a lot of what set up the things that they had. I know they bring in the back Forte from Chicago, but he's a dynamic guy, a little different and much older. So do they still have the run game to support them to have that passing game? We don't know that.
Dolphins brought in Adam Gase, seemingly to mentor Ryan Tannehill in a make-or-break year for him. But can Adam Gase, former offensive coordinator in a couple of different places, manage a 53-man roster that's been a little bit volatile these last couple of years and really is underachieved in many respects?
It's been a big question. This is why I like Rex Ryan. I think Rex Ryan, at least for what it's worth for him, when he walks in a room, I think he grabs the attention of the team. Whether it's good or bad, at least that guy can hold the room. I don't know if Adam Gase can hold a room. He can get in there, he can go on a whiteboard, he can tell Ryan Tannehill, you're going to look here, you're going to look there. You're going to be okay this week. We're going to manage the game a little better for you. We're going to try and do some of the things you did at Texas A&M. Instead of controlling all 53, that's a great thing about this place. It's been the one constant for 17 years here in New England. That guy walks in a room, you better be in that room 5 minutes early. I just don't know if Adam Gase can do that in this division and contend with New England. I really don't.
You should have got Dan Campbell back to just fire up the troops.
Campbell, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dude, lift some weights, man. Punch some walls.
I know these two stylish guys can hold a room. So can Bruce Arians, head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, coming off a 13-win campaign. Back with more after this on Patriots This Week.